It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We should not have the same feeling that they better win this weekend or the fans are done or they're in trouble the way they have been in the past. Right? Last year, when they started with a couple of losses, or the year before they start with a couple of losses. I remember talking on this show, I remember talking off air with fans, and well, it's like, oh, you're gonna lose some fans if you start 0-3 or you start 0-2. That should not be the feeling we have. And like, hopefully they win Saturday. But the feeling, even if they were to drop another one, it should not be the same. This team was in the playoffs a year ago. They are a flawed baseball team. We have questions. All that is true. But we should not have the same reaction of, oh my gosh, well, I guess if they lose a couple games early, they're just done. That was a thought because of the apathy at times that had set in the past, because of the losing over the 7-year period or so. That is something that I firmly think would be ridiculous no matter what happens this weekend. Nobody wants to start 0-1. Nobody wants to start 0-2. Nobody obviously wants to start 0-3. But I don't know how you guys feel. To me, the mindset has to be different based off of the fact that you have a superstar in Bobby Witt Jr. I'm not worried about Cole Reagans just because he wasn't sharp yesterday. There's too many pieces on this team that have now tasted the postseason for us to think, well, I'm out if they don't win one of these games in the next day or two. Like, that's crazy stuff. And it made sense in the past. That, to me, should not be how we approach the next two games this weekend against the Cleveland Guardians.
And the one thing about it, too, is you mentioned last year that 0-2 start. They started off 1-3. They were 1-3 to begin the year. But remember, then everything got healthy again once they went to Chicago. When they went to play the White Sox, which was America's booty call, everybody beat the White Sox, they went on a 7-game run. They went on a 7-game run. A lot of people weren't quite buying into what the Royals were doing yet because they didn't believe in it. They always thought the other shoe would drop with this baseball team, but it turned out to be a good baseball team. Listen, playing the White Sox helped. There's no doubt about it. They're going to be – they're not as bad. You can't be as bad as you were last year. They just can be. But you won 12 games. That's a huge swing in the standings, beating one team down like that 12. But the Minnesota Twins, who they opened with last year, and it was a divisional opponent, divisional rival, and they started off the season – 1-3. So, no, you don't panic. You don't panic in football either. Drew knows damn well not to panic early in the season because the Bengals never start well. I mean, never
well.
They're in a hole before it even starts.
3 minutes into Bink taking a shot at Drew. I like it. Guest hosting, 3 minutes in. I like it right away. Well, don't give Drew any time to settle in today.
It's true. Relax, you know?
It's true, though.
Yeah.
I mean, the Bengals are slow starters.
I'm just saying, like, let's just take a little bit of a deep breath. I want to get into some of the concerns, obviously, but I just wanted to start the show with that. I think we should have a different mindset. I understand in 2022 or 2023, when the team got off to, you know, a bad start, we'd be like, oh my gosh, they can't afford to start this way, or everybody's going to check out. That, I don't believe, is what this fan base would do, and last year should be the reason for that. Now, look, observations from yesterday, let's just start with the obvious, because I've already seen multiple texts. Clearly, you cannot be making middle school base running mistakes at the big league level. Clearly, right? Kyle Isbell, Blanco, can't happen. Simply put, like, it was embarrassing. That's a mistake that cannot happen on the base pass. Kyle Isbell, those guys, they're pretty obvious. You don't have to even remind them how bad those decisions were. It was the biggest blunder of the entire game. Like, I'm not worried about Angel Zerpa's one bad pitch that led to an immediate home run. I'm not worried about Cole Reagan's not being sharp. I'm not worried about Jonathan India going 0-for-5 in his debut. He's going to be legit for this team throughout the season. I don't think anybody's worried about Bobby Witt Jr. striking out 3 times. You know, he struck out 3 times twice all of last season.
Yeah, all of
last season. So in game 1 of 162, Bobby Witt striking out 3 times. Yeah, I'm not going to panic on that. What I think is a fair observation to be concerned about and actually could have long lasting implications is what we already knew heading into the year, Bink, which is the outfield offensively, and I guess defensively too, is going to be the biggest question mark that we have to follow throughout the entire season. Like, that, if you want to take that out of yesterday's game, well, that's fair. That's the same questions we had 2 months ago about this team. But some of the other, what I would call one-offs, that's where I think it would be an overreaction if you're worried about Reagan's, overreaction if you're worried about some of the things I mentioned, overreaction if you're concerned about anybody that, to me, has already shown who they are as a pro, right? Like, there's multiple guys that don't fall in that category. The same questions we had 48 hours ago are the same questions I have today.
Yeah, so same here. But the one thing about the Royals, that margin of error is just not as much as you'd want with this team. It's about doing the little things right. It's about not booting the ball in right field. It's not letting a ball get behind you. That's one thing that's made the Royals so good, is they're good at those little things. How many times have you seen the other team kind of melt down? Just like yesterday when Ramirez kind of booted that ball with Cleveland. Like, that's the stuff you don't expect from the Royals. You know, the other teams find that way to melt down at the end of the games when they should have opportunities, and they don't get those opportunities. Because baseball, you don't get those opportunities. Like the fourth out, getting that extra out for the Royals. But that margin of error is so slim with this team. They just have to be better than everybody else when it comes to the fundamentals. That's what the disappointing thing about some of the outfield plays yesterday. And, of course, that base running blunder there with Blanco and Isbell.
Yeah, I think the thing with Renfro yesterday, that, you know, it's one thing at the plate, but defensively, he actually, if you look at his career, has a good arm. Yesterday, though, that arm did not look like the same arm we have seen. I don't know. Again, bad day at the office. That's what, you know, or is that to me is not an overreaction. Anything you say about Hunter Renfro is not overreacting off of one game, because we have seen some of the concerns from last year. You know, when we talked before the season started on this show about players that, you know, are big swing candidates for the season. None of that changed after yesterday. The big swing candidates that can change the course of the season and, frankly, their career, MJ Melendez, Hunter Renfro, are two of the names. And yesterday, the same concern you might have about both only increased, right? I think the way they utilized MJ Melendez, though, is probably what we're going to get used to seeing much of the season. Like, the leash could get shorter later on, but Michael Garcia came in and pinch hit for him. India then goes out to left field. Garcia goes to third base. That exact roster move in game, that we're going to probably, I don't know, I'm going to exaggerate. We're going to see that 100 times this year, Bink.
Yeah, there's going to be so much versatility. And as far as left field is concerned, too, I have no doubt you're going to see some India out there, some Massey. I mean, it's going to be a hodgepodge until they finally figure it out. It used to take Ned Yost until, what, end of April into May to kind of figure out, like, his bullpen and the direction he was going to go. I mean, you got to let things go out. And I think defensively, this team's going to take a while as well.
Yeah, I know Kaufman in the right field corner can be tricky, and Q was asked about it and all that, but, like, you know, it's not the first game you played in right field at Kauffman Stadium. And that's where I think it's a fair criticism. One thing that...
That's where you should have the advantage.
Sure. look, and they compared it to like a hockey rink, right? You know, it kind of it skips around that wall and can be tricky. But it's you're not playing right field for the first time at Kauffman Stadium. I think that's where I will not push back on anybody's frustration or concern around Hunter Renfroe yesterday. I think there's some other areas where I'll push back. Like someone mentioned Matt Cotrero and some of the decisions he made. We know he's going to be a matchup-driven guy. That's who he is as a manager. And for the most part, it works. It worked last year. Doesn't mean there will not be instances where it doesn't pay off. Yesterday, the decision to walk the kid that most of us have never even heard of until yesterday, to walk Carlos Santana to get to the kid most of us have never heard yesterday. The matchup and the data said that was the right decision to walk Santana to lead to the guy that happened to have a hell of a day at the office, Manzardo. Most Royals fans probably never heard of that guy. I'm just being honest. And now we're acting like, well, how could you ever pitch to him? Like, very easy to say. I understand he had a good day at the office. I have no problem with that decision. I have no problem with him going to Angel Zerpa in that spot either earlier in the game. So some of it is it's just overreaction. I would call it Monday, overreaction Friday when it comes to opening day baseball.
It's kind of like that column, 40 you win, 40 you're going to lose. Then what are you going to do with the games? Which category are they going to fall into? That's when they should have won. I mean, bottom line, I mean, Cleveland's running into each other defensively. They did it twice. They did it once in the outfield, and they did it once with the catcher. They're running into it. These are the things that you're not expecting the Royals to do. But Cleveland was doing it, and they still came out with the win, which you don't expect that. And not only that, you look at this team. The shutdown guy for Cleveland was the guy that finished third last year in the Cy Young, Emmanuel Clase.
Yeah, they got after him.
Who was torched in the postseason. I mean, he finished last year rough, and it is parlaying itself right in to the 2025 season. That bodes well for Kansas City. You see that, and you're like, okay, what's wrong with Clase? This guy's not as dominant as he's been. They relied on him because their offense was so putrid last year at times with Cleveland. It came down to having that one-run lead and getting to the ninth and Clase coming in with that .61 ERA and doing his job. But I felt, you know, that was one of my takeaways is, okay, there's Cleveland, you know, one of the teams in the division when you're looking at them. How strong is Clase going to be? How strong is this bullpen going to be with Cleveland? Because that's what's going to have to carry him because that lineup's not great.
913-586-7965. We're going to talk opening day throughout the entire show. Jake Eisenberg, of course, you heard him yesterday right here on 96.5 The Fan on the call. He's going to join us as he will every Friday. We're excited this season. We're going to have Vern earlier in the week on Wednesdays like we do every single season, and it'll be great to talk to Vern every Wednesday. Well, every Friday, Bink, during the season at 10:30, we're going to have Jake Eisenberg join us, so we're excited to have him get his perspective on the season as well. One final thought before we pivot away from the Royals briefly. If we're going to point out some of the negative stuff as well, I will say then out of the positive end of yesterday, I think you do have to love what you saw from Hunter Harvey, Estevez, and Urseg. And we've talked about how the bullpen could be a strength this season. And while everybody's focusing in on obviously unacceptable base running and the one pitch from Angel Zerpa, Hunter Harvey, who last year was not healthy, thought he was the big trade acquisition. We haven't really seen it in a Royals uniform. It's only one game for him. So much like how I said, let's be cautious about any negative stuff. Let's not act like everything's perfect in the bullpen either from Hunter Harvey. But in his one game of 2025 sample size that we have and the one inning, Hunter Harvey looked like what we thought Hunter Harvey was going to be last year. Lucas Urseg looked like Lucas Urseg, and Carlos Estevez looked like a guy that you're paying the kind of money you're paying. So those were some positives. Today, I wish they were playing because it allows this to linger for 24 hours or so. Saturday and Sunday out of Kauffman Stadium. Hopefully they can get their first wins of the season and get their second win on Sunday, that is, as well, if they can take care of this on Saturday.
So you'll probably have to play their original opening day starter at some point through the week.
The food poisoning. Did you see his tweet? So people tagged us in this. So Bibee did not pitch. We all know that yesterday.
Yeah, Bibee was food poisoning. I'm with you. I don't even know if he made the trip because I'm not sure that he didn't.
Yeah, I'm not sure. It sounds like maybe the Royals even knew the night before. Like that he wasn't going to, you know, maybe they even knew more.
Yeah, Bibee went there.
Yeah, but Bibee sent out a tweet last night and said, quote, "Stop talking about at Chipotle tweets like that. Sick before I could even think about a bowl." Because I guess Tanner Bibee's a big Chipotle guy. I can relate. Not as much as I used to be, though.
The day before he pitches.
Mm-hmm. He said it wasn't that. I had Chipotle last night for dinner, actually.
He said it wasn't.
Yeah.
There was talk that he didn't even make it to Kansas City.
Yeah. So that food poisoning may have been in Cleveland or wherever they were, wherever their exhibition game was before. I don't know. You know, the Royals were in Arlington. I don't know where Cleveland was the
so
night
before.
So they
can't blame it on Kansas City barbecue or anything else. No one sabotaged Cleveland.
That's right.
I'm sure there's somebody in Cleveland you know, going with this weird Chiefs conspiracy theory with Kansas City and thinking, oh, they poisoned them. They don't care. They don't care about Bybee. Trust me.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.